This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, the July U.S. Dairy Supply and Utilization Report had some interesting takeaways last week. One of them was on cheese. Explain.
Yeah, so our cheese utilization, even though exports have been up this year quite a bit as the U.S. price disparity against the rest of the world has been really advantageous for us, domestic utilization was down. And this is really important given that domestic utilization accounts for over 90% of our total cheese use. Retail data indicates that, you know, cheese consumption there is doing pretty good, but our food service sector isn't doing super great this year. So that's probably one of the reasons why we think those domestic use figures are down.
What about butter? What's the situation there?
Butter was very interesting. Most of this year, we've seen pretty healthy consumption on stateside. Again, stateside use, it makes up over 90% of total use here, but it's really the butter exports that have come into play. Domestic use was flat in July, but those exports continue to show super robust levels, all-time high. U.S. butter is incredibly cheap compared to other markets, especially with the CME spot price being under $2. So that's one of the things that we're seeing is further export growth in that market.
But the powder markets continue to be the drag on the markets, aren't they?
Yes, they absolutely do. We've seen a little bit of an increase in domestic use here, but we've lost export business, particularly to Southeast Asia, which is a very key region in the export market here. Slightly up to Mexico, which is our main market, over 50% market share for our powders, but we're not picking it up in other parts of the world.
Do you see that powder situation turning around anytime soon, or is the tariff situation kind of held that in flux?
The tariff situation is definitely something we're paying attention to. I think part of it is just the pricing we've seen out of Oceania. The big thing on my mind right now is we have a lot of milk coming out of the U.S., a lot coming out of Europe, South America, and New Zealand. So when we think about just the amount of milk coming out, and the amount of skim solids going to dryers, I think we're going to have a lot more availability. Hopefully, if that brings the price down a little bit, we might be able to pick up some additional exports.
Real quickly, in closing, how about whey?
Whey was interesting. We've seen a pop in exports, particularly as China, after some of those trade issues have settled, we've seen them step back into the market and pick up. The big thing with whey is those high proteins, the WPC80, the whey protein isolate. Those are what's holding up the whey market right now. People just can't get enough protein in their foods, and it's definitely supporting dry whey, even though dry whey itself is not in super high demand.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
I remember as a child racing down the stairs very early on Christmas morning. I expected to see the cookies and milk gone and a tree to be surrounded with some presents. No other day of the year started with that adrenaline-packed rush out of bed.
One of the miracles of expectation is that it compels us to do things that we would not normally do. Expectation is what caused Christopher Columbus to sail across the Atlantic into unknown territory.
You probably don't realize it, but you already have expectations about many things. The expectations that you set for your life guide your actions and set some things into motion.
Do you have the right expectations? Are they set high enough? Do you believe that they can happen for you? What negative expectations could be holding you back from success?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Mixed changes in USDA meat production forecast for this year and next. But World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski says the result is price forecast increases in September for both beef and pork for both years. And conversely, lower broiler prices for 2025 and 2026.
Livestock prices remain quite strong, especially for steers. Strong prices for beef and cattle. That is likely providing some support to the hog sector as well. Hog prices. We raised 50 cents per hundredweight in both 2025 and 2026.
The lower broiler price forecast for both years reflects increased production, yet Jackanowski adds broiler prices remain strong.
Turkey prices also seeing some recent strength,
particularly in 2025. U.S. meat trade forecasts for September were relatively light on changes, reflecting a mostly modest reduction in beef exports. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. See.